Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. We mentioned previously the Rav taught us in Mishnah Zion that different agricultural products have different development stages. That based upon that stage, that's how we set if it grew in this year or the next year afterwards. And he says that a yarek, vegetables go basar lakita when they're picked, and tvua and zesim, grain and olives go basar shlish when they grow 1/3. So the Mishnah over here, Mishnah Tes, comes to give an exception. Bitzalim hasarisim, onions that do not produce seeds. So onions are vegetables, and usually vegetables go based on when they get picked. That's the deciding factor of which year they go after, if they're the 6th year or the 7th year. So these onions that don't produce seeds, upul amitzri, and also the Egyptian beans that are being planted for eating, not for producing seed, because that would be a different halacha, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So this Egyptian bean and the onion that doesn't have seeds, shemanameyam mayim shleishim yayim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that he withheld water from them, he didn't water these plants for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Then, misasrim l'sha'avar, they're going to have miser taken off according to the previous year, even though they're picked on the next year. So for miser, we would go based on the miser calendar. If it's miser sheni or miser ani, we would go based on, usually vegetables go based on the year they're picked, but here we go on the previous year, because since it's the reason why vegetables get a different status than the grains is because they're watered more frequently. But these vegetables that he's not watering, and these ones specifically that it's common not to water, they lose their vegetable status and they fall under the general category of grains that go based on when they grow 1/3, and it will go after the previous year and not the next year when they're picked. And also, umutarim b'shvias, they're going to be mutar on shvias even though they're picked on the 7th year, but they lost their vegetable status. They don't go based on when they're picked. Rather, they go on when they grow 1/3, and it goes back to the previous year. Vimlav, but if he did not stop watering them, he watered them within 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah, the end of the year, then Asuris B'Shvias, they go after the 7th year. They're Asur, they're forbidden to misuse them. They have Kedusha Shvias, because we go after when they're picked, which is the 7th year. Umis Asur L'Shana Abba, and regarding the Meiser, they would go on the upcoming future year, which is the year that they were picked on, because they did get watered within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, and so they kept their vegetable status that has extra waterings, and they go after picking. Another example of this is Bishalbal. If these vegetables, the onion or the Egyptian bean, were planted in a bal area, which is an area that is a moist field that has extra, the earth is saturated with more liquid, so then Shemana mehem mayim shtei oinis. It only loses its vegetable status if he withholds water from these vegetables shtei oinis, two normal watering periods, which could potentially be greater than 30 days. A watering period could have been every 20 days. Two watering periods could have been 40 days. And since this ground is more moist, so only when he skips two watering periods, then it loses its vegetable status and it no longer goes after when it's picked, but rather when it grows 1/3. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. The Chachamim say Shalish. He needs to skip 3 watering periods in order for it to lose its vegetable status and not be dependent on the time when it's picked. Mishnah Yud. Hadluim, gourds. So gourds are vegetables and should go after the year that they're picked. And if he leaves the gourds from the 6th year on the plant until the 7th year, until Shemitah, and he picks them on Shemitah, they should go based after the Shemitah year when they're picked. However, here it gives an exception. Deluim agorets shekaimon, that he left them on the plant, lazera, in order to use them for seeds. He would leave them on the plant, and they would harden, and they would lose their ability to be eaten. They would get so hard, they were no longer edible. And only at a later stage, after they hardened and hardened on the plant, would the seeds be fit for planting. So He left them on the plant after the sixth year into the seventh year, but not for eating purposes, for seed purposes. So what's the halacha? Im hikshu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they became hardened and no longer edible, they became hardened before Rosh Hashanah, v'nipsalu me'echal adam, and they became no longer fit for being eaten by man, then mutar l'kaimim b'shvius, he's able to put them away, to harvest them and put them away and store them, which is normally not appropriate, not allowed for things that grow on Shemitah. He's allowed to do that on Shemitah, because it's not considered a produce of the seventh year, rather produce of the sixth year. It wasn't edible by the time the seventh year came around. Bimlav, but if they didn't become hardened, and they were still edible in the beginning of the seventh year, then Asur L'Kaim and B'Shvius, he can't put them away and store them on Shemitah, because since they're being picked on the seventh year, they have Shemitah status. It goes after the Lakita when they're picked. Hatmara Shalahan, the buds of these gourds, Asuris B'Shvius, they're forbidden on the seventh year, even if they hardened before Shemitah on the sixth year, and they weren't edible, and really, Me'ikar Adin, they should not be considered produce of Shemitah. But however, over here, this is a Gzeira Midrabanan. Since these buds had an appearance as if they were edible, even if they were really not edible, even if they hardened, someone may get confused, and if they were allowed to be kept and stored, then one might think that you can keep in store even fruit that grew on Shemitah, and therefore, Chazal made a gzera that these buds that looked like they were edible, even if they hardened and they were not edible, they were always forbidden on the seventh year when they were picked on the seventh year. The Mishnah now says a different halacha about Shemitah regarding watering the field. Watering the field in many instances on Shemitah year was Aser Midrabanan. But it says over here, Umarbitzin Ba'afar Lavan, you're allowed to water the soil of a grain field. The Rav says this is referring to grain at the end of the sixth year you can water, and also even at the end of the seventh year you can water grain that's going to grow on the eighth year. But not grain that was planted in the seventh that's going to be harvested in the seventh. It's grain planted in the sixth, watering before Shemitah, and grain that's going to grow on the eighth year, you can water the field during Shemitah for the eighth year. That's Divrei Reb Shimon, that's the words of Reb Shimon. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Eiser. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that that's forbidden. Watering on Shemitah, even for after Shemitah growth, is not allowed. That's considered working the field. The Mishnah continues, Memarsin Be'eriz B'Shvius, you can soak the ground of a rice field on the Shemitah year so that the rice plants shouldn't die. That's considered a preventative measures, and that's allowed. Reb Shimon says, Aval ein mechaschen, however, you can't trim the leaves of the rice plant because this is not preventative. This is actually increases the growth of the plants, and it's productive for the plants, and that's considered working the field on Shemitah, and it's not allowed.